always and never are the enemies of love. Contrast is what makes a QR code work. Truthfully, all of the technology we use is based on some kind of contrast, a polarity of value, or black pixels and white space, ones and zeros. And these codes can be any color, really. All that matters is contrast. Furthermore, we must understand that these marks don't hide the message within themselves. Black is simple and invites you to look closer. White is as bland as potential. The contents of our information are found in the edges that these contrasts make. All of the information that we convey to each other is found in the contours and lines that they define by coexisting, like the shadows that clouds make, like the lines of a drawing in all the space of the paper that was never touched. One-dimensional barcodes, the kind on every product you buy, utilizes the same idea. The barcode scanner doesn't actually read the black lines. Its laser is bounced back to the scanner by the white space. The black is only there to absorb the brunt of the laser and define the reflective surface. By being, black shows us everything that black is not. And so contrast motivates all of our information transmission, ones and zeros, always and never. If we were to lay 1,000 QR codes out in a grid, making in a sense one giant expanse of individual codes, and then climb into a hot air balloon and fly high above it, we'd no doubt soon fly to a height where we could look down and see all of that black and white as one gray mass. They'd all swirl together in our vision. Like the comic print that Lichtenstein exposed, these digital Bende dots that hold web addresses and letters and numbers and URLs and love notes and links to videos of smoking elephants, well, they'd cease to be perceived by our eye and our phone. We'd be forced to value this presentation for its lack of value. We might even feel freed from the heavy press of information, of definition, as if gaining this angelic perspective has untethered us and let us loose in a clean and evenly gradated sky. But too soon, maybe even before we realize, our eyes would be attracted to the smudges created by areas of black concentration across multiple codes. We'd unconsciously work to compare the lighter areas to these darker ones. We'd begin to find patterns. We'd squint down from our balloon, pressing our hands over our brows to block out the bright, clean sky and lean over the basket edge, because if we can just get a little bit closer, we can maybe make something out. Without any conscious thought, we'd compare these areas to our memories, looking for lines that define in our mind the gentle curve of a hip, her lips. We'd search to make two dark smudges into the shapes of eyes looking back at us. And in looking for these things, we'd lean so far out of our balloon that we may fear to fall. We'd curse this balloon for taking us too high. We'd yearn for the time when we were back on firmer ground, and the thrill in our hearts at suddenly feeling the familiar and purposeful vibration of our phone when it properly reads a code. The affirmation that it has cataloged the polarities, it has parsed the data, and it would like to present it to us. It would like to tell us that we don't need to be scared. We don't belong to this gray world, too high to feel safe and lightheaded with thin air. And that's why always and never are the enemies of love.